This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that the U.S. State Department has been conducting contingency planning in case of a government shutdown this weekend.
We continue to work through that planning in the coming days to make decisions about what functions are essential, what functions are essential to national security that cannot be suspended even in the case of a shutdown, and what functions unfortunately do have to be suspended.
That's Matthew Miller with the State Department. House of Representatives Republicans, led by a small faction of hardline conservatives, have rejected spending levels for fiscal year 2024 set in a deal that Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated with President Joe Biden in May. Republicans make up the majority in the House. Former U.S. President Donald Trump suffered another legal setback in New York State's civil case over his business practices. We get more on that story from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
A state appeals court has rejected the former president's bid to delay a civil trial of the fraud lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The judge handling that case ruled that Trump's company committed years of fraud. The state's intermediate appellate court has cleared the way for Judge Arthur Engoron to preside over a non-jury trial starting Monday. Trump is listed among dozens of possible witnesses. Tuesday's fraud ruling threatens to upend Trump's real estate empire and force him to give up prized New York properties such as Trump Tower, a Wall Street office building, golf courses, and a suburban estate. He has denied all wrongdoing. I'm Norman Hall.
Local officials say that a car bombing hit a meat market in central Somalia, killing 6 people, wounding 14 others. Thursday's bombing was the third attack of the day in the volatile East African country. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday said relations between Russia and South Sudan were developing intensely. VOA's Kim Lewis has more on that story.
Speaking at a meeting with the South Sudan President Salva Kiir in Moscow, Putin noted Russia was one of the first countries to recognize the sovereignty and independence of South Sudan. Kiir said he was happy for the warm welcome and stressed that he was in Moscow as an opening to work together in the future.
I'm happy for the warm welcome that has been given to us with my delegation.
The meeting took place as the Kremlin seeks more allies amid the military campaign in Ukraine. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Israel's high court heard a challenge to a law that makes it harder to remove President Benjamin Netanyahu from office. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers explains.
The hearing is one of several court challenges against a government bid to restructure the country's justice system. Outside the Supreme Court, Netanyahu supporters blow horns and chant against the attempt to block the president's plan. However, inside, Eliad Shraga, the chairman of one of the groups challenging Netanyahu's bill, told the AP it's essential the president doesn't get his way.
They bailed him, a golden cage that he will be protected from. From justice.
Netanyahu's governing coalition passed an amendment which allows a prime minister to be deemed unfit to rule only for medical or mental health reasons. I'm Karen Chamas.
The actors' union SAG-AFTRA will resume negotiations with major studios on Monday in hopes of resolving a strike that has been going on since July. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has that story.
SAG-AFTRA leaders say several studio executives will attend the talks next week. The executives also were part of negotiations last week with striking screenwriters, which helped end that strike. Writer Matthew Weiner, who has worked on Mad Men and The Sopranos, says it's great to get back to work, but the actors are still needed to tell the stories.
We can't do anything with the actors, but there's always 6 or 8 weeks before a show starts where we're just writing anyway.
Actors on the picket line say they're hopeful that the resolution of the Writers Guild of America strike means the end is near for their strike. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen launched the self-governing island's first domestically made submarine on Thursday for testing after 7 years of design and construction, increasingly aggressive moves by China. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.